well with y'all. I just, been studying and, I'm saying, being in the word deeply, man, deeper than ever. The month of September, August, like, I'm saying, things are happening, like, heavy in these months. And, the Feast of Tabernacle, Feast of Weeks is in the month of September. And, I just be thinking, man, like, stuff, like, I be looking at, the word, and I look at, like, real life, and I look at the knowledge that I gained, and I look back at real life. I don't want to say real life, but I look back at the world knowledge and stuff like that. And, putting two and two together, and God knowledge outweighs the world knowledge, because it's like he's telling you, it's like he's informing you on things to come, and he's telling you on things that has occurred. He's giving you the deep of the deep. And I love when I read and God gives me the deep of the deep. I love when I hear my apostle talk and she get a deep of the deep. Or when I listen to Ben Yahweh talk and he get a deep of the deep. Because that's what I had always been looking for before I even decided to come to God. You know what I'm saying? Because, people, you don't want nobody to play with your life. You don't want people to tell you just anything. You don't want people to give you a sound good message. You know what I'm saying? Or just anything to just make you excited. You know what I'm saying? It's like you telling your child no to candy, but your child want candy. And then when you get a child candy, they get excited. But when you don't get a child what they want, then they mad. And you know what I'm saying? Like, some of y'all have witnessed that when y'all came to know God, and people gave you sound good messages, and that's what, it's your ears. You can be deceived because your ears, your mind, your heart want to hear something from based off your emotions, and you never want to go into the word of God or come to God based off emotions, because that's where people can get you. People feed off your energy, people feed off your emotions, your feelings. So if they can see, what you're going through, they usually can use that as a strategy or a tactic to keep you in, because they keep touching on what you want to hear. With God's words, it's not so much of that. It has that, you have the scriptures for that with songs and, for your emotions and feelings and how you feel and prayers and, you have that, but as far as like wanting somebody to always give you that, no, you need to, you need God healing, you need to feel the word for yourself, you need to understand the word for yourself, you need to study the word for yourself, everything for self, because you got to show thyself approved, study to show thyself approved, so you have to do for yourself within educating yourself, but also being humble enough and losing pride to receive from the elders of God, the ones that have been with God for many, many years and have learned and, have testimonies and experience and God talked to them and everything. You got to humble yourself and lose the pride, because most people like to get the word and then they get spotty in the word. They get prideful in the word, and think that they know it all and get shut down. It was even in scripture where Job thought he knew it all and got shut down and God used a little boy. To shut them down. Like, nah, you don't know as much as you think you know. All that you thought God was, you can't put God up into this whole box right here, thinking you got him in the gift wrap box and you know him. Nah. So we must always humble ourselves so we can be taught. Those who don't want to humble themselves and those who don't want to be taught will never receive the blessings that they need to receive from God through his words, because you're too prideful to let someone else use the wisdom and knowledge that God gave them to speak to you. And that could really, like, make you lose a lot, But, yeah, man, I'm basically talking about, wolves in sheep clothing. Like, be prepared for those type of people. And if you have witnessed them, then, you learned a lot. Me and my wife early on, we learned a lot from this African guy that we thought was a real, I don't know what he was, but my wife kind of was like more into him than I was. And I was more into our apostle, At the time, even though we wasn't in fully, I would rather hear her than hear him because I felt some way about him, But my wife had itchy ears at the time, to he was saying what she wanted to hear, and that's kind of what happened. But you grow as you learn, so you can't blame her because everything was ordained to happen the way it happened. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, she had to see it for herself. And once she saw it for herself, boom, you know what I'm saying? Shut it down. Let's move on. Let's continue this walk with God. Let's do what we got to do. We can't allow this one person to stop us from doing what we want to do. So I was more prepared. And I was more prepared, even though I listened to them and everything. But I was more prepared because I was the type that was, like I was telling you, I was the type that wanted the truth. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know. I wanted the deep of the deep. So since I wanted that, I'm more like questioning things and looking into things, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to God. I wasn't as good like that in life at the time, but when it came to the Word of God, I was more like that. I was more watchable to things, basically witnessing the guy, repeat things year after year. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll say the same thing on this month, in this month, on this day in this year. And it was so happened that one of the things that he said, it had stuck with me at the time, to where I was like, they didn't he say that last year at this same time? Stuff like that. Like, yeah, I don't know, because I like I said, I wasn't good in the world at things like that, far as like questioning things to with people around me. But for this particular guy, it's like God put it in me to remember that from that time of that year, you know what I'm saying? And watching repeated things from this person, you know what I'm saying, that was not happening. I was not occurring. I was not logical, So it was like that, but she had to see for herself. And right after we left him, our apostle that we have now, our mother and Yahweh, she told us, like as soon as we like start tuning into us, she start talking about, African people and other people, that's wools and sheep clothing and what they do, and if they did this and that, then you know what I'm saying, that Godfather Yahweh sent you over to me because you was going through this with such and such and such, like with different pastors, preachers, or whatever. And we was like, wow, like that was the perfect season, perfect timing, And we all gonna face it because it's written. It's written. You know what I'm saying? And at the time when you first start, you don't know how to discern anything because you don't have the knowledge or understanding of how to. So you have to go through that as a life lesson. If you do, I don't know if everybody will, but we had to go through that as a life lesson so that we our father could see. What I kind of got for it, and what me and my wife kind of got for it, is like God wanted to see was we gonna stay with him. God wanted to see how far we was gonna go with him, because we told him, you know what I'm saying, that to remove our free will from us, and we want to do his will, and he got our life. We don't want, like, our life is in his hands. We don't want I'm trying to put it how we said it, but basically our life was in his hands, and we didn't want our free will. We wanted to do his will, and we repent for all our sins and everything like that. Like we did all that, so it's like we was being tested at the time. But at the time of that time of that particular season, we did not know, because we have not yet known that God tests us. You know what I'm saying? We have not yet known that the devil would try to trick us as a wolf in sheep clothing. We had not known none of this stuff yet, so it was like fresh, brand new, just reading the word, just beginning. So of course it was bound to happen because we had no knowledge, no understanding of these things that was taking place, in our life. So that experience really, showed us a lot, and who God was. And just going on to our new apostle, it taught us a lot. She taught us a lot and allowed us to not allowed us, but gave us knowledge to understand God deeper and more, and how fun and loving and God is. The other guy, he really didn't really show that. He more came on like prophesying, and he never told us to read the word. You know, it's, you start seeing the difference when you go to a true man or woman of God that's actually doing it and living it, you know what I'm saying? Then when it comes to someone who's not. So that was more of the, that was more of the situation, like when it came to that, like we started seeing the difference, like, wow, he never did that, but she doing that. He never did that, but she doing that. You know what I'm saying? You start seeing the fruit. You start seeing, you know, the way this person's mind is compared to this person's mind, the way their heart is compared to this person's heart. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? So it started making sense in a way. And I don't know if everybody would go through the same thing that we went through, but that's what we went through. And I'm just want to tell y'all, man, like, you know, don't never give up on God, because if God see you putting forth the effort, God will lift you up and raise you and put you in the right position. You know what I'm saying? At the right season. But you got to hang in there. Many people lose God fast because they expect God to just answer them as if they've been righteous their whole life and God owed them. You know what I'm saying? God don't owe us anything, but he promised us a lot. And if you take what he promised, you know what I'm saying, into consideration, then you will do all you have all obedience that you should have for him. You know what I'm saying? People like to play with life, but life is nothing to play with. It's not a game to play with your life. You know what I'm saying? You'll be coming right back. You know what I'm saying? If you don't listen and pay attention. So it's like, man, you just gotta enjoy it, man. I'm at this point where I'm just enjoying the word now because my understanding of things have increased. And that's where it comes. That's where the love comes. That's where the connection, the abide in me and I abide in you, scripture come from. The trust in me and I trust in you, scripture come from. That's where these scriptures come from. The Psalms 23 scripture, that's where it come from. The Psalms 91 scripture, that's where it come from. You know what I'm saying? All that, that's where it come from. That joy that you get, that excitement that you get to hear someone else speak a God word, or to either read the word and study and understand it for yourself, and God give you understanding of it for yourself. That's where that joy coming at, that excitement coming at. It's like hard to even stop. And I love it because it's no other feeling in the world that can overpower that feeling, you know? And it's like just being in that world, reading, being in that world and in that mind state, it's like coming into the actual physical mind state, coming outside, it's like a burden. It's like a heavy burden, like, you know? And I don't know why, but I mean, that's how it is. But I know that my father would soon ease all that up, you know. But I think it's because I'm so in tuned in with the word that nothing else will give you that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Nothing else will give you that urge, you know, that ecstasy, you know, that bliss feeling that is just a wonderful feeling. Like, it's hard to explain the feeling, but one day you all will receive that feeling. I pray that you all do receive that feeling and that God do, you know, allow you to enjoy his word, enjoy his greatness. And the only way you can think about the way you, just think about this. The only way you can enjoy something if you truly understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about something you passionate about in life. You know what I'm saying? Something that's like your hobby or your talent or your gift, and you truly understand it. Like, you always been the best at it, or you always been good at it. No matter what, no matter how long you stop doing it, you just always been good at it. Like, it was God's gift to you. You know what I'm saying? At it. Just think about that. And no matter what, you always enjoy yourself doing it. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why you enjoy yourself doing it is because you understand. Usually when people don't understand something, or they can't do it, or they don't get it, they don't enjoy it because it's too much stress. It's too much, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much for them. It's overbearing for them to where they just don't understand it. And when you don't understand something, they get frustrating and you want to give up. You know what I'm saying? But imagine that one thing that you always been good at, you understand that you good at it. So no matter if you put it down, I pick it up or whatever, stop doing it and then start doing it again. You always good at it and you always understand it. Imagine that. You know what I'm saying? And now imagine something like you want to do it, you're thinking about doing it, but you know that you're gonna have to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to put in that work to achieve it, to get it done, and so that you could feel that joy afterwards when you're done finished with it, that project that you've been working on or trying to work on. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. It's like that. It's like that project that you've been working on, you're trying to understand it, but you're just not understanding. It's like most people, they put it down to the side and get back at it years later, months later, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But most people, they're like, nah, I know. I know it's something. I know I can do it. I know that I can achieve it. I know that I can finish it. I know this for a fact that I can get it done. You know what I'm saying? Only if I have more time with it. Only if I try harder. Keep working, keep pushing harder at it. I know I can do it. You got to be that type. You got to be that kind when it comes to God's words, because only He give you understanding. So His judgment on your heart, based on your faith, what you said, and your works, that all get judged. You know what I'm saying? That all get judged. Think about it. God is judging your works. What type of work you putting in? God is judging your heart. How's your heart set with Him? Where's your love at for Him? Would you fight for God the way He fought for you? You know what I'm saying? Would you fight for God the way you fought for anything else in life? You know what I'm saying? Where's that at? Where's that effort? Where's that extra push at? Where's your strength at? When you feel down and sad, and or when you feel down and you feel like you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? You feel weak. Where's your strength at? Where's your strength at? He said, when we're strong, you just got to find it. You know what I'm saying? And if you're able to find your strength and your weakness, that's very powerful. That means you can achieve all things. That means you can achieve all things. That means anything that's in your way, you could bind it up, because you know you're not weak at all. You just haven't found that push. You just haven't found yourself. You know what I'm saying? That means the weak that you thought you had never existed, because it could be overpowered with strength. Anything that could be overpowered doesn't exist at all. You know what I'm saying? It's all in your mind that is there. Because if it's something, if it's something there, right? And you see it, but all right, say this. Say it's a jar of pickles. You've been fighting with that jar of pickles the whole time. You're like, man, this jar of pickles just been, I can't get it open. And then all of a sudden I come and you're like, this jar of pickles, like it's like I'm weak, like I can't get it open. And then I come and I get a knife, a metal spoon, and I bang on the top. Bang on the top. And you looking like, what you doing? I'm just banging on the top, beating around the whole lid of the pickles, and then I twist it slowly and soft, just twist it, and open up. And you like, what? Why didn't I think of that? Because your mind wasn't developed to think of that. No one taught you. Your mind wasn't even thinking of that. You thinking that only if I can get these pickles open with my physical strength, then I get the pickles open. But you never use your mind to think like, if I just bang on the top, maybe I can open it. You never thought of that, because no one ever taught you. You know what I'm saying? You never looked into it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one time you did just open the pickles with your physical strength, and now this time you're dealing with a different force. You're dealing with a different power. It don't work every time. So you have to understand that knowledge is power. So when you think you're weak at something, when you think you're sorry at something, when you think you're not good at something, you actually is. But you just got to figure out how good you are at it. How can I be good at this? You know what I'm saying? If it's math, let's just say you're in school and it's math. Like, I'm not good at math. I don't understand math. Okay, since you don't understand math, you got to use your mind now about this math. Okay, well, I'm not good at this math. Do I not understand it because of my teacher? Am I too lazy to not want to do it? You know what I'm saying? Do I just not care for math? What is it? Okay, if you don't care for math, your teacher not good at math, you could tell your teacher, hey, I'm not understanding what you're speaking about this math. I need help, you know? Or you can have a friend and y'all can study together. Your friend can teach you how they do the math. Either way it go, it can get done by you using your mind and instead of using, you know what I'm saying, your anger, just saying, oh, I'm just not good at it by using your tongue. You know what I'm saying? Because the tongue is powerful. So every situation can be overcame or overcome, however you want to put it. You know what I'm saying? It all could be bind up. Everything could be bind up. Everything. Because our Father gave us, you know, the power to bind it all up. But you just haven't tapped into what you need to tap into in order to get it done. You know what I'm saying? We as people can't do everything by ourselves. That's why we have other individuals that's around us that can do things that we can't do. So use your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your mind, man. All about your mind. And if you can use your mind to understand things, to get knowledge of things, knowing things, you know what I'm saying? Things can get done. You know what I'm saying? Closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying? Our Father will can't be done in your life if you haven't asked for His will to be done in your life. You want to do everything on your own, you're going to have to understand everything on your own. And then, at the end of the day, when you come to find out, your understanding is not God's understanding. So your understanding really means nothing until you got God's understanding. So you waste your time. You don't want to waste your time. You don't want to be a time waster, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste your time for no reason. Everything you do has to have reason and meaning behind it so that God can operate in your life. And you have to have the meaning and reason that God wants you to have, not the one that you want yourself to have, you know? So everything has to make sense, man. Make it make sense. Because if you can make it make sense, then you could make some moves. But if you can't make it make sense, then you can't make no moves, you know? So that's what I'm saying to y'all, man. You have to make it make sense and make it to where you understand it and others understand it. You know what I'm saying? So that it all can be right for you. You know, you don't want to be playing around, man. Don't play around with the word. Don't play around with God. Do what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, at the rightful time. And everything could be done in that season for you when God allowed that season to come for you, you know. Our Father want the best for us, man, but do you want the best for yourself? That's all that matters. Your work and your effort is going to show God what you want out of life, you know what I'm saying? Every day that you don't read, you're dying to the knowledge. You're allowing your opponents to have what you call it? You're allowing your opponents to have an advantage over you, you know? And since you're allowing your opponent to have that advantage over you, you're going to lose. So every day you lack knowledge of the word of God, every day that you go without reading or hearing the word of God, you lack in knowledge, you lack in power, you give your enemy the advantage over you. You know what I'm saying? And most people are not going to look at it like that, but that's the truth. That's what it is. Just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. Anything you don't know, guess what? It's going to be hard for you, bro. It's going to be hard. Because you don't know. So how you going to get it done without knowing? You know what I'm saying? You can't get it done when you don't know. Only way you can get it done if you know. If you know how. You ever had your child say, oh, daddy, I don't know how. I don't know how to open the pickle jar. You know what I'm saying? So then when your child don't know how, you show them. So now they understand how. So next time they gonna try. You know what I'm saying? And since they gonna try, they may not get it. They gonna tell you that they tried, and you gonna show them you gonna show them again. And then you gonna help them. You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna help them the first time? However you want to do it, depending on what type of parent you is, you know. And then they gonna get it, and they got it, and now they understand. You know, it's simple. Just simple stuff. Just simple stuff, man. You understand how to do things, then who can be against you? Who can come against you when they try to attack you? They gonna lose. You're gonna win every time. You know what I'm saying? Defend yourself at all costs, because Satan is ready to devour you. His spirits are ready to devour you. They all working. They all working. They all studying you. While you not studying, they studying you. While you not studying, Satan and his spirits are studying you, because obviously you ain't doing something right. You see what I'm saying? And since you not doing something right, they got all advantage to come against you for you not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You see what I'm saying? But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, yeah, they're gonna come, but guess what? It's gonna backfire on them. And they're gonna run away. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself, man, in this world, in this life. Protect your mind, protect your body, protect your heart, protect your soul, protect your spirit, man. Protect your mind. You know what I'm saying? Everything need to be protected. Protect your love. Protect everything, man. Don't allow yourself to be put in situations to where you're gonna get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all, man. I'm out. Talk to y'all later.